As we roll into another month, you may think, here we go again. But that would be unwise because nothing is as it seems and everything is shifting. We're just not aware of it all. I have a theory about that, which I'll discuss in the May Energy Report. May opens with some beautiful blessings, and that sets the tone for a month whose theme is abundance, fertility, new growth, and beginnings, and the earth. May is named after the Greek goddess Maya. The month of May is the start of our growing season here in the Northern Hemisphere. So its focus is on new growth, blooming, and fresh starts. This month is part of the period I said would be a time of great change and revelation, and here we are. So much of what we have done in the past decades, especially the past 5 years, has been a preparation for our new levels of expansion and ascension. We are becoming more multidimensional as we move from polarity to duality, from chaos to congruence, and from discord to harmony. We are still moving towards these final choices, and it's all part of the path. May's energy report is a beacon of hope as well as a clarion call to act and embrace our full energetic potential and then reach for higher vibes. Welcome to the High Vibes Living Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Hoffman, former business, finance, and technology expert turned spiritual warrior and High Vibes Living mentor. And I want to show you how to engage your High Vibes Living to create your rich, happy, and successful life. Since 2004, I've been teaching soul congruent, mind expanding, wholeness living to a global audience via my weekly Enlightening Life newsletter and my leading edge programs, masterclasses, accurate intuitive sessions, and the best life and energy coaching available anywhere. I'm the world's most accurate intuitive, the iconic energy savant, a best-selling author of 8 books, the expert on energy boundaries, alignment, integration, and intention, and the founder of the Becoming 360 Method of Transformation. I'm here to motivate, inspire, and energize you to embrace your full potential, upsource your possibilities, revibe your life, and shine your life brightly. Thank you for joining me on this week's High Vibes Living Podcast, and I hope you'll learn something that tunes you into your high vibes and motivates and energizes you and shines some light on your journey. Let's get started. This is the May 2024 Energy Report with Jennifer Hoffman. If you wonder why I always put the year in the monthly energy report, it's because I have over 10 years of energy reports on the websites, and 2 files cannot have the same name. So I had to choose between giving each energy report a different name other than energy report, or adding the year to the name, which is what I decided to do. I started writing these energy reports as our downloads and shifts started to become more frequent and more defined, as well as more difficult, if you can remember these things about 10 or 15 years ago. They've always given insights as to the nature of the month's potential and the central energetic theme. My monthly energy reports are my most read, shared, and downloaded articles and podcasts every month, and I know many of you look forward to them. I know that others write monthly energy reports copying my format and messaging. While I don't like it when others steal my ideas and work, they serve their audiences according to their energy, and if that means appropriating ideas, concepts, and information from others to do so, in the end, their karma will catch up with them. Now, you may not have noticed, but you probably did, that at 11 p.m. Universal Time on April 30th, just before May began, we had an X-class solar flare, which I thought was a great way to usher in a new month and cut ties to the old one. We also had a rare and potent astrological aspect that is our example of ascension because it involves the divine masculine and divine feminine. More on that in just a minute. May is the 5th month of the year, and in an 8-year, 2024, that is a 13 or a 4. Now, pay attention to the number 13. Because it is a mystical number, it is not unlucky. 13 is one step beyond our 12 dimensions of ascension. It's the number of universal alchemy, the number of full embodiment of faith and form, which we can also call human and material. In numerology, we add any double digits, so 1 plus 3 equals 4, and that's the number of stability, aligned action, guided determination, and formation. April was a 3-month which fosters creativity and ideas, in which what we thought we knew was disintegrated to make way for new thoughts and ideas. Now we can put those into play. I saw a lot of friendships and relationships dissolve in April, and many were past their prime, held together by thin threads of hope and expectations. But something pushed them over the edge, and that was one of the byproducts of the April 8 eclipse. May opens with a fabulous expression of divine masculine and divine feminine energy, with Mars moving from Pisces into Aries, its astro home, and Venus moving into Taurus, its astro home, from Aries. Both of these planets moved from their natural 12th to the first house. I'm going to give you a little overview here, and if you're in the core 4 pillars of karma program, I'm adding it to your curriculum because it's a great way to learn and understand more about your karma path. Your natural 12th is the house before your sun placement, and I believe it refers to your karma, life lessons, and the healing and overall purpose of your lifetime. For example, if you're an Aries sun sign and your sun is in the 6th house, then Pisces, the 5th house, is your natural 12th house. I should say the 5th house in your chart is your natural 12th house. I know it's a little complicated, and I'll go into more detail, like I said, in the Core 4 Pillars of Karma program. I did the research. I always look up the numbers. And this particular alignment between Mars and Venus, both changing signs at the same time, moving into their astrological homes, has only happened 5 times since 500 BC. The way I see it is the coming home of our ascension journey, the completion of a spiritual cycle that makes way for the beginning of a new evolved paradigm. Remember, ascension is not linear. We don't move up the ascension ladder or down the ascension road. We rise up the ascension spiral and expand as we rise into new dimensions and frequencies of being. I have said that we would see a lot of changes in the May and June period, probably through August, and that period begins now. The world is so far off balance. The energy gaps between density and light, between 3D and 5D, are so big now that the imbalance and the disorder can no longer be maintained. 3D and 5D could live in a sort of harmony as long as the light did not expand significantly more than the darkness disintegrated. But now the separation between light and dark is so great that we've reached a tipping point. So if you're wondering about your relationships and why you have suddenly shifted your energy or changed your mind about many things in your life, or your friends or family have created a situation where you have to choose between two things and each choice is independent, moving you from one energetic level to another, or in reverse, for example, choosing between doing something illegal or not doing it, and the price is having a relationship with someone, then welcome to the No Turning Back Now Club. We have truly graduated into new levels of being, which means we are considering our next steps and our choices and decisions from a different perspective. Are you finding 3D paradigm activities to be mind-numbingly boring or uninteresting? Do you have no interest in things that used to get your attention? When the people in your life sever connections, do you mourn the loss or just bless them and send them on their way without regrets or looking back? If this is all happening to you, and it's happening to everyone right now, don't think you're unlucky or facing tough challenges. Our karmic relationships with our soul group members was never designed to be lifelong harmonious or even end in a joining of hearts, minds, and energies. While that could have been a possibility, it was never a guarantee. And indeed, it has never been in all of our lifetimes we've had together. So why should we think it would be the case in this lifetime? Maybe it's because we know at the foundation of our being that this is our final lifetime together, and we want more than anything to bring our soul group members to the light. Maybe it's because we want to have our efforts validated. We want our suffering to be vindicated. We want to know that they could have done or been better, kinder, more compassionate, and less evil. But we're kidding ourselves here. And if you're experiencing this final countdown in your life, it is not a random incident. The end correlates with your ascension path and seeks the answer to this question. Are you ready to let go of the karma wheel and move on into your own 5D path or not? Because you feel you have an obligation to your karma partners to get them to the light first? Your answer to that question will decide the direction of your path. And there's no right or wrong or good or bad answer. It's all about your intention, the fulfillment of your core karmic issues, and your path, and when you're ready to let go and move on. This is supported by May's energy theme, which is about how we use and interact with energy. From an energetic standpoint, we are always engaged in one of three energy pathways: evolve, devolve, and revolve. When we evolve, we are moving out of karma and soul cycles on a new path. When we devolve, we are moving back into karma and soul cycles with a lower frequency. The experience has taken us back into cycles of wanting karmic fulfillment. And when we revolve, we repeat karma cycles we just went through because we're not done yet. We didn't get the outcome we wanted. We have a karma agenda and we want it fulfilled. And then there are the four ways that energy moves: forward, upward, downward, and repeat. With the forward movement, we are in 3D linear mode, moving forward on the same path into new experiences that are on the same energetic wavelength. With upward movement, we are ascending and raising our vibes. Our best use of this energy motion is in conjunction with forward mode, but this requires a 5D energy vibration. Downward means we've chosen a lower frequency to engage in and we'll have more lessons to learn there. And repeat means just that. We are in repeating cycles because we cannot let go and move on. Our karma legacy is too powerful and we aren't ready to let it go just yet. We still have a karma mission to fulfill and our karma agenda wants validation. So we'll stay with it for a while longer, no matter how difficult that is. If you're ready to explore how to release your karma path and actually gain a better understanding of it, then you can join my Core 4 Pillars of Karma Healing and Release program at the website, and it's on this page as well. This is the ascension path. It's how we move energy in our lives and decide our next steps. It looks a lot less complicated than it actually is, in case you were wondering, because we're just looking at the energy here. We're not considering the emotions, the connections, and the entire karma path. So don't feel it's like presto chango, I'm out of karma and I'm fine. It's a lot more complicated than that, as you probably know. But in May, we'll have options to consider and opportunities to experience a variety of energy movements, all within the scope of our own personal experience, of course. Right now, this is affecting everyone. So as you're going through this, other people go through it too. And they have a different perspective, a different karma path, aside from the one they have with you. And it's their karma path and their choices that determine what they will do. And I have to add here, everybody does what they think is best for them. Especially when they're faced with a crisis or a challenge, they are always going to make the decision or the choice that is best for them without considering you and your feelings and your options and everything else that you need. May is a month whose name is both a question and a statement, and I write this every year. We can ask for permission, may I, or make a statement, I may, which does not imply a firm decision, as we do when we say, I will. Here, we're allowing ourselves to have some options. I may do one thing, or I may do another thing. But I know that I have choices to make, and I have choices available to me, and I have more than one path open to me. May doesn't have any eclipses. We had those last month, and we have a little reprieve as we won't have any until later this year. But we aren't finished with them yet. Eclipses have a long action path from 6 months to a year or longer. And that April 8th eclipse was powerful, so it's going to hang around for a while. And you can read about the April 8th eclipse in the April 2024 Energy Report. Here's the big news about May. On May 1st and May 2nd, we have three big astro events. Mars and Venus are both at the beginning of their home signs, with Mars at zero Aries. This is the zero point, the very beginning of the zodiac. It is the most powerful point in the zodiac, followed by 29 Pisces. And what planet is at that point? Just about Neptune, the planet of illusion, deception, spirituality, and enlightenment. This is a huge Alpha Omega portal, and it's moving us into a greater level of spiritual awareness, which is why we are seeing the frenzied activity of so much chaos, perversion, degeneracy, and absolute evil. Remember that chaos is a byproduct of dissension. It happens with the disintegration of 3D. If you're wondering about the strong spiritual awakening and movement at this time, don't be, because Neptune has been quietly working in the background with us since 2011, slowly creating space for 5D energy and dissolving illusions, deceptions, and veils of confusion. It doesn't leave Pisces until early 2026, so it's going to be around for a while. And on May 2nd, we have Pluto turning retrograde at 2 Aquarius, and it will continue to retrograde back into Capricorn, hanging out at 29 Capricorn from September 2nd to November 20th. This is important because we will not have Pluto in Capricorn for another 248 years, and that's a very good thing as far as I'm concerned. This is the final countdown of the Pluto in Capricorn era, which began in 2008, and it will finally be over. While we may think it had a disastrous effect and caused so much trouble, it did remove the veils of illusion and reveal the truth about vast conspiracies, corruption, social contamination, and a lot of dirty deeds. This is just the surface. The real truth we don't know yet is far worse than what we've seen to date. But this is what is going to be purged from the Earth grid as we continue to bring in 5D energy and light. So don't despair. The battle against the darkness and density is one we can't lose unless we stop shining our lights. May's new moon on May 7th at 18 Taurus is going to bring Saturn into the mix. And then on May 23rd, we have a full moon at 2 Sagittarius, which forms a nice angle to Pluto as it retrogrades to 1 Aquarius. And the Aries, Taurus, Aquarius, Pisces planetary concentration is finally over when Venus goes into Gemini on May 23rd, followed by Jupiter on May 25th. We've had this energy focus for months now, and it has caused a lot of upheaval, but it's finally over this month. And one more thing, Mercury leaves its retrograde shadow on May 14th, so that will be over too. It won't quite be smooth sailing ahead, but at least we're going to be out of the storm and into some calmer waters. May is a month of options, opportunities, and outstanding results if we stay aligned with our highest intentions, stay focused on our creative powers to move and manage energy, think miracles and manifestation here, to not focus on the dark and fear, and remember that we are here to live in joy. So make each moment a joyful one. Use your powers of appreciation to raise the vibe and keep your lights shining. Have a wonderful month. Thanks so much for tuning in to the High Vibes Living Podcast. I'm Jennifer Hoffman, your host. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode and that it has inspired, motivated, and energized you to take a few steps towards your rich, happy, and successful life. If you need more inspiration for your life path, check out my 8 best-selling books on Amazon, or look at a transformational intuitive session, coaching, or program on my website, enlighteninglife.com. Be sure to sign up for my newsletter and join my over 5 million weekly blog readers. Please subscribe to the High Vibes Living Podcast. Give it a like and a review. Your acknowledgement helps others find us and get the information and inspiration they need to turn their pain into joy and their fear into confidence. Your Becoming 360 transformation into congruence and divine harmony is a step away, as is your rich, happy, and successful life. Join us each week for a new episode, and I look forward to our next time together.